Well, good morning.
Oh, that is good after that. Nice.
All right. Nothing like a little Rick Astley to get you going. Yeah.
Getting your get Rick rolled on a Wednesday. There you go.
Feels good. Feels good. Anyway, folks, it's 8:13. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Let's get to it. Your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
You best buds in the biz.
Sup, Katie.
What's up?
And the gang, of course. Sometimes criminals don't usually have the most success, especially when they are amateurs. A 36-year-old woman named Andrea Roten.
And what up, Roy?
And a 30-year-old guy named Jeremy Appleton broke into a house in Reynoldsville, Pennsylvania earlier this month to rob the place. They thought that the six people who lived there were at the airport, but they were wrong. Oh, they were wrong. So when they found the people were home, they decided to improvise and tie them up. But they didn't have anything to tie them up with, so Andrea took her bra off and used that. Hot. The bra wasn't very effective, and the 17-year-old girl that Andrea tied up quickly escaped. The cops came, and both Andrea and Jeremy were arrested on several charges.
Wow, what a story. Was the bra too small? Couldn't tie it?
I don't know. I'm trying to see if there's anything here in the report on what size sweater hams this lady had. Yeah, because if she's rocking some big old boobies, you know, have enough material. But bras are also kind of stretchy, so I don't know if you can tie it tight enough. You know what I mean?
It's probably not the best thing. You know, I wouldn't be confident being the criminal, you know?
Has a woman ever tied you up, Hunter?
I don't think so.
No, you've never been handcuffed or tied to a bed with a pair of bra?
Dude, that's a horror story. It's just waiting to happen. I never set myself up for a situation like that. You're all tied up, then you're way too vulnerable. That's
what a
you guys that do that are crazy.
What a pansy. What a pansy. Come
what
on.
Do you mean, what a pansy.
You're scared you're gonna be left there, huh? So you gotta take
your wallet. Well, dude, when you can't do anything, you never know.
What a baby.
What if some chick ties you up and all of a sudden, dude, that flip switch switches and boom, she just starts stabbing you. What are you gonna do? You can't do nothing. Who's the pansy?
First of all, what kind of women are you hanging out with that's ever been a worry for you?
I'm just saying. Come on, you've seen Kiki just all of a sudden just go nuts.
Yeah, but never been to the point where she's like, oh, this broad's going to stab me. I think the problem is you, Hunter.
Well, no, you've never been tied up in that situation, you know?
There's something freeing about being lying there helpless like a baby calf at the rodeo. You know what I mean?
I don't think so. I think you're wrong. I don't know.
That's why you have safe words. That's you have safe words.
That doesn't matter when you go psycho. There's no safe word when you're losing it. I just don't. I don't trust people that much. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
I think you need to reevaluate the women you've been with, because if you at any point she's like, "Hey, baby, let me tie you up," you're like, "No, psycho." I'm gonna risk the chance of you stabbing me while I'm tied up and can't defend myself. I think it might be the women.
Here's the thing. Why do I need to be tied up? What's your weird thing that you got going on where you're like, oh, yeah, he's tied up now.
It's a control thing.
Yes.
It's a control thing, you know?
And I have none in that situation.
What a little baby. Good Lord.
I'm just saying, it's not a good idea, guys. Or girls. Oh, the girls like getting tied up all the time? Find out when you got some psycho walking around.
I'm not saying you have to do it every single time, but every once in a while, throw a pair of cuffs on. Get weird with it, you know? Yeah.
Would you let Ted Bundy tie you up, Brock? No, you wouldn't.
That's Ted Bundy, moron. Of course not. I'm not going to. Would you let It the Clown tie you up? No, I'm not going to let him tie you up.
You know? Just saying.
I usually do. If I do get tied up, though, you got to do things that you can break. So, you know, like nerd's rope. Like, that's always a good thing to get tied.
A nerd rope.
Yeah,
Why even do it?
You can chew through that one. You can chew through that one if things get out of hand, all right?
What do you fake like you're tied up to? Oh, I can't get up.
I can't get up. Yeah. Just like, it's a lot Straight of it's up. Fake. You got to role play. It's not like I didn't think Kiki was an actual vampire or a cop when she dressed up. You know what I mean? It's all role play, you know?
Dude, my odds, dude, the chick would handcuff me to the bed and look me dead in the eyes and swallow the key.
I hope your wife's listening, and later on she goes, Hunter, I'm going to tie you up. Go on, here's some rope.
You can beat feet, lady. I ain't getting tied up.
You ain't tying me up, broad. All right, there you go. That's your WTF.